Who can make sense of political drama? Say a few words and I'll talk your mama. Make everyone mad and still back Obama.
Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 a.m. Central. Start your day with TV1's News One Now, the only daily news show that looks at issues from our perspective. Roland Martin from Washington, D.C. Good morning.
Good morning. Got Donnie McClurk and Fred Hammond on the show today, Tom. And so looking forward to that on TV1 at 9 a.m. Eastern. And Chris Paul was right. Texas fans rather have Ebola than lose to the Cowboys. Chris was dead right about that. But it's all good, though. But I need Bill O'Brien to explain to me how you go 5 wide on 3rd and 2 and don't get a ball to Arian Foster. Come on, you rookie head coach. All right, Tom. Today is October 6th. Election Day is November 4th. There are some huge races all across the country, not just senatorial races, not just congressional races, but you also have some statewide races. And in Ohio, there is a huge race for Secretary of State. Nina Turner is running for that particular position. That plays a critical role. For folks who don't understand, election laws are not determined, but really governed by the Secretary of State. Huge, huge position. She joins us right now. Nina, what up?
Good morning, Roland.
Glad you're here. Look, the election is less than 30 days away. What does your election look like? Again, so much attention is focused on congressional races, but these statewide races, folks should be paying attention, because in 2010, a lot of folks didn't turn out who did for Obama in 2008. A lot of black folks didn't turn out in numbers, young people as well. And we saw all of these voter ID laws, voter suppression laws. Even in Ohio, we saw these laws after the 2010 midterms.
Oh, absolutely, Roland. Every single election is important. And the way you build a strong foundation is from the bottom up and not from the top down. The foundation is strong. So statewide office holders, local elected officials are all important. And in Ohio, Roland, as you know, the Supreme Court, the current Secretary of State, asked for an emergency stay about 16 hours before early voting was supposed to start. Mr. Husted has been trying to suppress the vote since 2011, trying to stop folks from making it to vote. And it is so vitally important that everybody understands that there is a correlation between the ballot box and the bread box, and we have to get out there to vote. And I'm running for Secretary of State in the great state of Ohio to expand and protect that access to the ballot box.
And when you talk about that, I recall in 2012, you had these different voting hours where you had Republican-leaning counties where they extended voting times, but then in Democrat-leaning counties, they actually cut it back. And he had to come, they got sued. He had to actually come out and admit that it was grossly unfair to have separate standards. And that was a decision made by the Secretary of State.
It wasn't. And the courts had to give the voters of the state of Ohio those last 3 days back. And again, this current case that just happened was, thank God, the NAACP, some African-American churches, the League of Women Voters, the ACLU argued a case before a federal judge, and he gave back Golden Week in this state. That's the period of time where you can register and vote at the same time. And he gave back, Roland, those hours and weekends that you were talking about, in particular, souls to the polls, which lots of African-American churches take their parishioners after Sunday to go vote, made him give all of that back. And then he argued to a higher court. They kept the lower court's decision, and then in the last hour, he went before the United States Supreme Court and asked them for an emergency stay. Roland, this is very critical that people understand that the greatest equalizer that we have is the ballot box. One woman, one man, one vote, and we can't have anybody standing in the way of that. That is happening in Ohio, Wisconsin, North Carolina. Roland, you've talked about these issues. You name it, it is happening, and it is time for us to stand up, and people who have relatives, friends in the great state of Ohio, they need to make phone calls. People must get out to vote.
How important is the Secretary of State's election?
Very important, Sybil. And what's going on here is another form of voter confusion is 21st century voter suppression. So we must get out there to vote. As Ohio goes, so goes the nation.
And don't forget that in Ohio and a lot of states, today is the last day to register to vote in order to vote in the November election. You have to register today. This is the deadline in order to vote in
the
November.
In a lot of states, yeah.
In a lot of states, today is the last day to register.
So, folks, stop complaining, stop whining. And I'm very simple, it's very simple, Tom. If you don't register, shut the hell up. If you don't vote, shut the hell up.
right.
But vote.
Yeah,
Roland
but vote.
Commentary is brought to you by TV One.
How about them Cowboys?
Yeah! He got it in.